this Friday, the 28th of October, with my guest Tom Fleming, editor-in-chief of Chronicles Magazine and president of the Rockford Institute. I was just thinking back again when we were talking about the first Iraq invasion, when it had to do with going into to Kuwait. I honestly don't recall what the purpose of that was any more than, what, are we trying to help protect the sovereignty of Kuwait?
Yeah, we're going to uphold a monarchy. Is that it? Oh, and then they hired Hill & Knowlton, a PR firm, which concocted stories about babies being ripped out of incubators. All of this stuff was done. And, oh, and they had this innocent little girl. Said, oh, I saw it with my own eyes. Well, she was just happened to be the daughter of a senior Kuwaiti diplomat.
And we lose everything,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah, yeah. No, the whole thing was a lie. I mean, I believe me, I have no use for Saddam Hussein. I think the Ba'ath Party was a rotten thing for Iraq. But that's not the issue. The issue is, are we ever going to have an administration that tells us the truth about anything? You know, when I was a dumb kid, I thought presidents didn't lie. And when Ike stood up in public and said, we have no spy plane flights over Soviet territory, I believed it. Well, when Francis Gary Powers talked to the press, that was the pilot of the U-2 plane that was flying.
What he was doing,
yes.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, when you lie like that, you undermine the faith of simple people in their leaders. And it's very hard when you know, and especially if you know politicians and if you've hung around with any of these guys, it's very hard to believe anything they tell you. I say it is irrelevant what politicians say in public, because they say whatever they think will win votes or gain whatever their objective is. Truth is not in the, is not one of the cards in the deck that they're playing with.
And unfortunately, that presupposition for most Americans, if they start believing that all politicians are crooks and criminals,
yeah,
that in and of itself undermines...
It's very demoralizing.
Yeah.
It's, you don't know, should we even try to tell the truth anymore? But on the other hand, this blind faith which Democrats have in their president and which Republicans have in their president, this blind faith leads us to commit acts which, from an objective point of view, could only be described as criminal. And on both parties, both factions. So I think in the end, it's better that some people know the truth.
1330 AM WNTA, all local, all day. Obviously, some people will always know the truth, at least those closest to the source of
yeah,
the of what's actually taking place at that time. And, you know, this breeds that evergreen conspiracy talk that and some of it has enough characters to it to think, okay, yeah, there could be something there. We'll probably never know.
That's
we'll
right.
never be able to settle these
when
things.
You can't know, it's better just to leave it off. But I'll give you one little story. You know, we went into conflict with North Vietnam over the Gulf of Tonkin incident, in which an American naval officer said that he was under attack from North Vietnam. A good friend of mine, Admiral James Stockdale, was the senior aviator in the air on that occasion, and he said that there was no North Vietnamese attack. He was up, he was in the air, naval pilot, trying to observe the scene, and he said there was nothing on the radar, he said the captain just lost his nerve. And then, then there was congressional approval, the Johnson administration, we went to war in Vietnam in one of the greatest war heroes of modern times, Jim Stockdale, who was tortured mercilessly by the North Vietnamese after he was shot down, that he has described, both privately to me but also in print, as a fraud. Now, I'm sorry, but in Stockdale's case, he was an extremely fine officer, an honorable man, and he kept this to himself. All those years of being tortured in North Vietnam, his one concern was that they would find out that he was there, because the North Vietnamese knew it was a lie. And if they knew that Stockdale was there, they could have tortured him to get it out of him. But to abuse great American soldiers, people who, they don't just go into harm's way. They get shot at, they get tortured, they get murdered. And to abuse the trust and confidence of those people, it is a criminal thing.
You know, I was pretty young when Vietnam was going on. I remember some of the war heroes coming back and some of the inflammatory stuff that was said about them and all that misdirected anger and frustration. But in all of my understanding of the Vietnam War, it's never been entirely clear in my mind why we were there to begin with. Yeah.
We had a domino theory. We were fighting global communism. I mean, you know, it's not as if there wasn't a global communist threat. But, you know, the architect of our containment strategy, George Kennan, was horrified. I mean, he was the one who came up with the idea that we had to contain Soviet expansion. And he had a systematic plan for doing this. Kennan was horrified and disgusted with what the Kennedy and Johnson administrations did with this, because now we began acting like the enemy we feared. And, we completely blew it in Vietnam, because once we went in, we wouldn't fight to win. We fought with both hands tied behind our back. You can't bomb here, you can't do this, you can't do that. I'm sorry, but in the immortal words of Bedford Forrest, the great Confederate general, war means fighting, and fighting means killing. And if you're not willing to go out and kill, then you are criminally culpable in the death of the men you send out to do your fighting.
Yeah, I mean, as you describe it, it almost sounds like a horrible board game.
Yeah,
and the fact is, a lot of lives were killed in this.
I have more than a few friends who died in that war.
Yeah. 1330 AM WNTA, all local, all day. Tom Fleming, thank you very much.
Okay.
Make every day your masterpiece. We're out of here.